want. I need to have to wake up. I'm telling you. You know what time to wake up? You know that, huh? Not easy. Okay. In this week's Parshiot, last week in Parshat Yitro, we read Aseret HaDibrot. 2 weeks. Aseret HaDibrot. This past week, Shabbat, Mishpatim. This coming week, Truma. You know, Sinai. Unbelievable. Sinai was Vayachazu et Elokim. They looked with their finger and they pointed. You see, this is Hashem, Vayachazu. They heard Hashem speak directly. Says clearly, the first two dibrot, mipi hashmu, they heard it directly from HaKadosh Baruch. Ma'amad har Sinai, unbelievable, kolotu brakim, vayered Hashem al har Sinai, Hashem came down to har Sinai. Tiruma is all about binyan hamikdash. Build the Mishkan. Ba'asuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham. Unbelievable, right? In the middle. What's in the middle? Dinei Mamanot. Shor shenagach et hapara. That if an ox, it's like a little out of context. You would come and say, okay, we have the Kabbalat HaTorah. And then we have the building of the Mikdash. Unbelievable. Then in the back, you know, some chapter about Dinei Mamanot. You know what the Torah is teaching us? And Rashi even says it. That's the first Rashi. Ma Elu Misinai, Af Elu Misinai. You can't come and say Dinei Mamanot. Nah. The main thing is Har Sinai, Kabbalat Torah. The main thing is Vasuli Mikdash. No. Just as important, in the middle. That's Pshat, the first Rashi that says, Vav Mosif Ve'ela. Ma Elu Misinai, Af Elu Misinai. What's the Chidush? The Chidush is, a person would say, it's only Dinei Mamanot. What is it? Dinei Mamanot, Shosh Nagach Et Hapara. And the answer is, no. Dinei Mamanot is so crucial. It's part of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Don't think it's separate. You know, you can have laws and laws, but what does that have to do with the person? You know, the biggest law enforcement, even if you'll say that they're honest, most of them are not even honest. They don't keep the laws. But let's say law enforcement, they keep the laws. The minute they're off the job, what do they do? Who knows what? They take a few drinks, they get drunk, they have, you know, it's k'mo behemot. The laws are the laws. Etzlenu, the laws, the dini mamanot, the rules, is misinai. It's the same thing. It's all about anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's all continuation of the Aseret HaDibrot. And if you want to build a mishkan, next week's parasha, you better know first what, Rabotai? Mamanot, that it should be clean. It should be naki, it has to be clean. Dinei Mamanot have to be clean. There's a pidgam from the Chafetz Chaim that people say, the Chafetz Chaim used to say, it says, when you have a din Torah, v'nikrav balabayit elho Elokim, Elokim bedin, im lo shalach yado b'melechet re'ehu. To confirm, to make sure that you didn't touch what your friend gave you to watch, Tomar Hashomer, Im lo shalach yado, you didn't take what belongs to your friend. So the truth is, it's referring to Beddin. Nikra balabayit el Elokim is Beddin, that's what it means. But Lamais, it says Elokim. So the Gemara says, Milamed, this teaches us, Shekerev bekerev Elokim, Yishpot, that when there's judgment, Hashem comes to the Beddin. Hashem is found in the Beddin. Etz Chaim used to say, no, v'nikrav balabayit el Elokim, you want to be close to Hashem? And lo shalach yado b'melechet re'ehu. Be careful, don't take what doesn't belong to you. You hear? There's pshuto of the pasuk. There's a simple pshat in the pasuk as well. Yeah, normally you say the pshat is bedin. And that's not kipshuto Elokim Elokim. Doesn't mean God, it means bedin. They represent Hashem. Hashem is found over there. Says the Chafetz Chaim, there's a kipshuto of the pasuk also. Literal. You want to be close to Hashem? Don't touch what's not yours. Don't touch. I'm going to tell you something beautiful. This is an open pasuk that we say and we don't pay attention to. The pasuk says clearly, Mi yale behar Hashem, O mi yakum bimkom kacho. Who? Neki kapar. We say it clearly. People don't pay attention to what they say. You would say, Mi yale behar Hashem, O mi yakum bimkom kacho. The first thing would be, Mishu yoshev velomed kol hayom. Mishu mitpalel bitlavut. That's not what it says in the pasuk. Kipshuto, simple pasuk, simple pshat. Mi yale behar Hashem. Umi yakum bimkom kacho. It doesn't say somebody that has long peot or a long beard. It doesn't say that. What does it say? Neki kapayim, the first thing. First criteria, the first condition is Neki Kapayim. I also want to point out, what is the second one? Ubar Levav. Heart. Warm heart.
Neki Kapayim is what?
Clean. Doesn't steal. He never took. His hands are clean. He never stole money. He never took what doesn't belong to him. Neki Kapayim. Yeah. So the first thing is Neki Kapayim, even before anything else. That's Mi Ale Bahar Hashem Umi Akum Bimkom Kacho is Neki Kapayim. That's what it means when Nikra Balabayit El Elokim says Chafetz Chaim. See, I'm adding and I'm pointing out that this pitgam, this saying from the Chafetz Chaim, is actually an open pasuk. That if you want to be close to Hashem and Nikra Balabayit El Elokim, the way to do it is Im Lo Shalach Yado B'Melechet Re'ehu. So, Sinai, yes. Close to Hashem. You know, they became very Ilu Keravanu Lifnei Ar Sinai. You know, we say Ilu Keravanu Lifnei Ar Sinai. Keravanu means he brought us close to who? To Ar Sinai? No, Kervanu means he brought us close to him on Har Sinai. So you want to be close to Hashem on Har Sinai? Eila mishpatim asher tasim lifnehem. Laws. And you want mishkan, bishachanti betocham? Mishpatim. Make sure the money's yours. You can donate the money to the synagogue. Is it your money? So this is the lesson of the Parshiot. Kipshutos, very simple. Now let's understand it in a deeper sense, that we should try to internalize it. How do we internalize it? Let me tell you how we internalize it. You know, the first parasha of Mishpatim is Eved Ivri. The guy stole, he sold, he doesn't want to leave, we pierce his ear. Tell me, you couldn't find a better story to begin Mishpatim with? Start from the beginning. You're not allowed to steal, and what's called stealing. You're talking about after he stole already. You're talking about a guy stole. First tell me what stealing is. Teach me about stealing. You teach me already after he stole, and he gets his effort. Second question, Rabotai. Not only it's strange why this was chosen as the first parsha, in the context of all the Mishpatim, but if you notice, even that we pierce his ears, doesn't make sense. Chazal tell us, why do we pierce his ears? Because Ozen Shishama, the ear that heard on Har Sinai Lo Tignov, not to steal, and he didn't listen. He heard it, but he didn't listen. So we pierced the ears. You know, your ear didn't listen. Rashi brings it down from the Gemara. Famous question. Everybody asks it. So then why are we piercing it after 7 years when he wants to leave? When he doesn't want to leave. Let's pierce it right away when he stole. Any guy that steals, we should pierce his ear. Tremendous question. Question number two. Chazal say that there's another reason to pierce his ears. He doesn't want to leave. 1 second. On Har Sinai we said, Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim, they're my slaves. And this guy is looking to be under an Adon, under a different master, the Balabat that he's working for. Hashem said, you're mine, I'm your Adon. How could you go and be Koneh and obtain for yourself a new Adon? That's why we pierced the ear. You didn't hear on Har Sinai. You weren't listening. Okay. Tell me something. This person that doesn't want to leave, do you know that his lifestyle is tremendous? He's a tremendous lifestyle. Do you know he's mechuyav in all the mitzvot? He keeps all the mitzvot. I even question, Mishtama, if he comes and says, I want to learn Torah. If he wants to learn Torah, I'm sure he's allowed to. I'm sure he could tell the Adon he wants to go to Seder Rishon and Tefillah and Shiurim. I can imagine. He has Mechuyam Talmud Torah, no? It's a mitzvah.
Look like Balabai, no?
Just like the Balabai. It's a beautiful lifestyle, no? Tremendous. The Balabai wakes up in the morning and he takes his Ev with him to Shacharit. Then they go and sit by the Shiur of the Rav. Sunday morning they sit by Rabbi Wolkin's Shir. At night they sit by Rabbi Chaimov's Shir. Wonderful. What do you want? Great. Feeding, he gets fed. He does tremendous. You know, are you allowed to make him work like a real slave? No, you have to treat him. Why would he not want to leave? What's he do? What's so bad? He doesn't want to leave. What do you want from the poor guy? It's great. Because of that, it's a siman that he doesn't want to be under Hashem. Maybe he feels it's better off in the house of the Adon to serve Hashem. He has more time to learn. He has more time to do mitzvot. Goes out into the real world. He's going to be busy and he's going to have to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and he doesn't have time to pray because his... Okay, maybe he's doing it L'Shem Shemayim. What are you blaming him for? So these are the three questions. Why is Eved Ivri the first parasha? B. Why is it that the Ozen that didn't hear Lo Tigno, we pierce after 7 years, we should do it right away. The moment when he stole, we should pierce his ears. Why do we wait till after he doesn't want to leave? And question number three.
Why do we pierce
it that he owes Adon? He wants maybe to have a wonderful Ruchniyut, wonderful life of Ruchniyut.
Only so for that.
It's a tremendous thing to be an Eved. What are you talking about?
I play with them, not nice.
No problem. What are you excusing yourself
for? The goes to the owner, not to him.
It's not true. What do you mean?
He learned Torah because the owner.
Yeah, but what's the difference? But he's learned. What I mean? He's keeping the mitzvot. The mitzvot are his.
The Olam Haba has become for the...
No, the Olam Haba is his. That's not true. That's not true. That's not true.
Any question?
Yeah.
Why did the Torah in the first place...
So that's the question. That could be that. We'll answer that question as well. That's also a good question. The coffee, a little more coffee. We'll answer that question as well. Maybe from here, the coffee's good. Okay. So maybe we'll answer that question as well. If that's not good to be an Eved, so why you use that solution? So he got this as a very nice pshat. Chafetz Chaim, Marana Chafetz Chaim used to say. You see from here how bad it is that somebody else's money is by you. For no other mitzvah do we sell you supposed to say we're supposed to sell yourself.
Again?
For no other mitzvah you're supposed to sell yourself. If you don't have money for tefillin, do you sell yourself? Nothing.
You don't
sell yourself for nothing. You don't put tefillin. You don't have. The only thing you might have to sell yourself for is Pirsumi Nisa, Chanukah, The Gemara says, Mocher Atzma, Mocher Ksuta. Only one mitzvah, maybe.
One mitzvah? What mitzvah does?
Hanukkah. Hanukkah, huh?
What Hanukkah?
Why?
Oh, also white, maybe because of Pesumi Nisa. The point is, the Rambam brings it down, Lalacha, but here we sell you. Why? Says the Chafetz Chaim, now you see how bad it is.
Geneva.
You owe somebody money. For that we sell you. The only thing in the Torah.
Why we, by Geneva when you pierce it? Why, if you, let's say you punch somebody, why you don't pierce it?
So that we can answer all this. That's what I said. Let's discuss. That was the question. Why by Geneva and why now? These are all the questions. We're going to answer all these questions that you had all the years. That's why you came to the shiur today. Yeah? You see, you missed the beginning. We were trying to bring out that Ela Mishpatim is Misinai. Ela Mishpatim is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Don't think it's just laws about money. It's a lot deeper than laws about money. Okay. What is it? Take a look at the Eved Ivri, the first parsha. We teach you Eved Ivri. So why do we even make an Eved Ivri? Good question. Let us say it's a terrible thing to be an Eved. You're supposed to be Eved of Hashem. What are you doing? Why Gneva? Why after 7 years? All these good questions. Okay, the answer is very simple. Time. You know, a Jew's supposed to wake up in the morning and go to sleep at night thinking one thing. I only have one person that I answer to. I'm only Meshubad to one. Hashem Echad. Only to Hashem. Even if his behavior is no different. He keeps all the mitzvot. Everything is tremendous. He keeps everything. Yet, sof, he wakes up in the morning. I have an Adon. I have an Adon. What does Rashi say? V'halach zeh v'kana Adon li'atzmo. That's already no good. A Jew in his mind has to know, yesh lo rak Adon echad. Adon olam, Hashem malach, v'terem kol yitzir nivra. So even though in Po'el, in Lama'aseh, in his, it doesn't change his daily activity. The daily activity might be even better in the house of the master. But he knows that he has to answer to a human being. That's already not. They're my slaves. So what does it have to do with Geneva? I'll tell you what it has to do with Geneva. I'll answer you. When a person steals, why does he steal? Why does a person steal money? You know what a person thinks? I'm going to make a quick dollar. I'll create my good situation. Wait a minute. There's a boss. You're not the boss. There's an Adon. There's a master. There's a boss. If the boss gives it to you, then you can take it. If the boss didn't give it to you, then why are you taking it? Stealing means that you don't understand that Hashem is the boss. But sometimes a person steals because he doesn't realize he's in a bad situation. He's stuck. And he had a moment of weakness. So you know what the Torah says? You're right. That still doesn't teach me that he doesn't accept Hashem as the Adon. You know when I realize that he doesn't accept Hashem as the Adon? 7 years later. He paid up his chov, he paid up his dues. Now why don't you want to leave? Now you accept that he's your Adon and not Hashem. Also retroactively we go back and say, oh, when you stole, you were missing this point. And Hashem is the Adon and not. You see? In the beginning when he steals, maybe, you know what? Moment of weakness. He was stuck to pay his bills. It still doesn't tell me that deep down in his mind, he doesn't understand that in this world, yesh Adon Hashem, there's Hashem is the master. 7 years later, the bill is paid. Why don't you want to leave now? Hashem is Adon, not the guy who you work for. So now I see that obviously, originally, he didn't understand that a Jew only has one Adon Hashem.
But it feels good in the Adon.
You're right. Just because you feel good doesn't mean it is good. Just because you like doing something doesn't mean it's good.
Why succeed?
I don't have an answer to that. That doesn't bother me because sometimes six is a very lucky number in the Torah. The Torah Tumimah brings a whole bunch of list of things that are six. And he says that six is symbolic. And he says that there's 6,000 years and then Mashiach comes. So he says it has to do with this. For 6 years we work, and in the seventh year, Yeitze Lachav Shechinam. It's symbolic. The Torah Tumimah in his Sefer Tosefet Bracha brings this down. He says we always find that this is symbolic in six, and the seventh is 6 days we work, and the seventh day is Shabbos. Okay. But that wasn't the point of the shiur. You just asked me, so I threw it out there just to answer your question. Now, we understand Ozen Shishama Al Har Sinai. I explained to you what is Sinai. Sinai is Anochi Hashem Elokecha is Sinai. So you heard Anochi Hashem Elokecha. What is that supposed to teach you? Lo Tignov. It's supposed to teach you Hashem is Adon. Hashem is the master. Ve'ela Mishpatim Asher Tassim. That's why we begin with Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is the Tchila, it's the Hagdama, it's the introduction to all Dinei Mamonot. Kili b'nei Yisrael avadai, they're my slaves. Don't try to touch money that doesn't belong to you. You know, in yeshivot, the custom is that little children, when they begin Gemara, they begin with Elu Mitziot. That's what they begin, the Baba Mitziah, the second Perek. Moshe Feinstein Zecher Tzadik Livracha said, why? Why do we start with Eile Mitziot? Because it's easy? Yes, it is easy. It's true. It's an easy piece of Gemara. But there's another reason. To teach a child, what's yours is yours, what's not yours is not yours. Now go learn the rest of Masechet Nezikin. Go learn Baba Kama, Baba Mitziah, Baba Eile Mitziot Shelo. The Eile Mitziot Chayav Lachriz. Not everything that you find and not everything that comes to your hand is yours. Wait a minute. Mine is mine. No, this might be his. Is it mine? Is it his? Is it mine? Is it his? Oh, now you're ready. Same thing here too. Ve'ela mishpatim asher tazim lifneihem. The first thing I want to teach you. Keli b'nei Yisrael avad. Who is the Adon? Who is the master of the world? Hashem is master. You're not your own master to take and to steal money. No, 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 no. We sell you. We're teaching you a lesson. You went and you stole. Okay. You're an Eved. Let's see how you behave. Let's see. Now we give you a chance to pay back the Chov. Yeah? You pay back the Chov. And now let's see if you still want to be under the Adon. You still want to be under the Adon. You don't understand what Sinai was there to teach you.
Make a hole.
Sinai was supposed to teach you, Kili b'nei Yisrael avadai. You know, I want to tell you something interesting. One time in the Torah, do we find the word Adon, referring to Hashem, you know that? It's an interesting observation. Shabbat, I was thinking about it on Shabbat, someone asked me, someone's ordered it to me, and I was thinking about it. You know where it is? Where do we say the word Hashem is Adon? You know, in the Tefillah we say Adon Olam, Adon Hakol, Adon, Adon. In the Torah it says it only one place. When you go Ole Regel, you should go up, Lirot et Pnei Adon, Hashem Elokecha. It says Adon, only by Ole Regel. Why? Question. I thought about it on Shabbat. Why? Why only by Ole Regel? I'll tell you. You know, the Gemara tells us that when Ole Regel, people were afraid to go. You know why? Because you leave your house, you leave your belongings, the goyim are going to come and just take it over. Empty. People all in Jerusalem, in the Beit HaMikdash. They could just walk and take everything over. So Hashem says, don't worry, I'll take care of it. Hashem would send snakes and animals that they'd be afraid to touch your house. He's saying, Hashem, you know what he's telling us? Come to Ole Regel, I'm Adon. What are you afraid of? I'm the Adon of the world. Who's boss? What, you're afraid of the guys taking your money? I'm the boss. Come be all the regal. The boss tells you to jump. What do?
Jump.
You jump. You're not afraid. What are you afraid of? In Mamanot, your house, I'm the boss. I'm the one who gave it to you. You see the word Adon. Adon in Mamanot. Adon Olam Asher Malach is telling a person, money, house, my car. Hashem is Adon. That's the word Adon. So we come Ola Regal, go Lirot Adon, Hashem Elokecha. Don't be afraid. I was the one who gave you the house in the first place. I was the one who gave you the car in the first place. Yeah, you listen? It's unbelievable. Yeah, you listening to this? Unbelievable. That's the pshat. Lo tignov. Money is a sign. Do you accept Hashem as Adon? Or do you not accept Hashem as Adon? All for the boss. You know, we read the book All for the Boss. Everybody reads it. You know, people read the stories, but they don't take away the lesson. The lesson is, Hashem is literally the boss. He's Adon. Yeah? And that's what the limud is. Ve'ela mishpatim, asher tasim lifneihem. Hashem is Adon. Hashem is the boss. Okay. Now I want to show you a few more lessons that we learned from these parashiyot. Beautiful lessons. You ready? Beautiful lessons that we learned. If you look at this week's parasha, we find there's a halacha v'ger lo tilchatz. You're not supposed to oppress the ger, ki gerim ayitem be'eretz Mitzrayim. Because you yourself was a ger in Eretz Mitzrayim. Yeah? So simply you learn that he's trying to say, you know what it feels like. So don't do it to the other guy. You know, you know it hurts, so why would you hurt the other guy? Hasaba Kadisha Mislabatka used to say that's not the pshat in the pasuk. And if you learn like that, you miss the mitzvah. You don't understand the mitzvah. The mitzvah is put yourself in his shoes. It doesn't mean you know what it feels like, so don't do it to him. No. You're supposed to sit and think, wait a minute. Ooh, could you imagine if it was me? Ooh, it would hurt. I would definitely not do it to the other guy. You're supposed to put yourself into the other guy's situation.
Simply like first one.
No, the first way is, it hurts.
It's hurt too.
And you know. You know that it hurts. I'm giving you good advice. You see how you could overcome. Let's say a person has the urge to hurt a guy. He's a strange guy. Yeah, but you know what it feels like. Don't do it. No. You're mechuyav to say, imagine me. Imagine if this was me. I'm putting myself in his situation and I won't do it. I'll give you a good example. You ready? They say, oh, from the Chafetz Chaim that he went collecting for an almana that didn't have heat. She didn't have wood for the heat in the house. See, we knocked on the door of an osher, of a rich person, and the person said, Chafetz Chaim, come inside. We'll sit down. What is the Chafetz Chaim? No, I want to talk to you here by the door. It was a cold, wintry night. He says, Rebbe, come inside. We'll sit down with coffee, hot tea, we'll talk. Chai, I'll give you some chai. Come, sit down. What do they call those big cake, umbrella matzahs? What do you call them? Huh?
Dorgi? No, Toki.
Who?
Toki.
Toki with chai. Sit down. Come, I'll give you what?
Umbrella.
No. Over here, I want to talk to you. You know why? You know why he did it? It was freezing outside. Yeah. Fetz Chaim says, I want you to feel what it's like to be cold. Now I want to ask you money for an almana that has no heat. If you put yourself in the same situation, you hear, then it's different. I'll give you another example. You ready? Rav Hutner, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, was the Rosh Hashiva in Chaim Berlin. Very wise, very brilliant man. Smart. Leadership. He showed a lot of leadership. So there was a parent that came to complain to him that somebody in his son's class, one of the kids in his son's class, they say is ruining the whole class. The whole class is getting ruined by one boy, and the Rosh Hashiva is mechuyav to find out who it is and to throw him out of the class. You know the story? Okay. The Rosh Hashiva said, I'll tell you the truth. I'm afraid to throw this boy out. He comes from a good home, from a lineage of Rabbanim. He comes from a chashava home. It's the bizayon for the family if I throw the child out. Says the father, what? If he comes from a good home, so the ta'ana, the complaint becomes even stronger now. He comes from a good home and yet he does this and this and this. You must throw him out. You know, I don't really want to throw him out because the father of this boy is an older person. And it might cause him agmat nefesh and he'll get sick from it. What? The father of this boy, it's his responsibility. How come he didn't take care of his son? He's ruining the class. You know, the boy himself, if I throw him out, he might go off the derech. I don't know what's going to be. He's a good, you know, he's a still Yiddish boy. What? He's ruining the whole class. He deserves to get thrown out. So I put the turns around to this person. He says, tell me, you know who this boy is? He goes, no. He says, it's your son. The guy goes, oh, but he comes from such a harsh of a home, and I'm not going to be able to take it. And then my son, and we need to throw him out. You hear the difference? When a person takes it that it's him, says the Alter from Slabodka, it says in the Pasuk, V'ahavta l'reyacha kamocha. What does kamocha mean? Should like him like you like yourself? No. Kamocha, put yourself in his shoes. That's what kamocha means. Kamocha, imagine it was you. Imagine it was you. Would you say the same thing? It's a whole different story. You know, Rav Shalom Shvadran, Zechat Tzadik Levrach, used to say a very nice story. He would say over the same limud, the same lesson, in a different story. There was once a child that fell in the streets of Yerushalayim. You know the story? The child falls, you hear. And he starts to yell, Ima, Ima, you know, it hurts me. Kitsa, one lady sticks her head out and she hears the commotion. What happened? A child fell and he hurt himself. All right, big deal.
Hashem
Yazza. Yeah, Hashem Yazza, so what, you know, fell, so what's the big deal? As it gets a little closer, yeah, she notices that it's her child. Matale! Makarait! So the neighbors turned around. Al titaki Hashem yazor. Says Hashalom, Talui Ezev, whose matale is it? Hamod chay shal miza, you know? If it's the other guy's matale, Hashem yazor. If it's your matale, it becomes a famous, a big story. Okay. Says the Alter from Slabodka, yeah? That when a person is mishtatef, Bitzar and Bitsimcha of the other person. You have to put yourself in his situation like it's you. Put yourself in the situation like it's you. You hear? Tell me, when we go to a Simcha, are we misameach as if it's me? Or do we say, mazalta, hey, yeah. And then a minute later, okay, when am I going home? I'm busy, okay, I have to run away, okay. Let me see how much doggy bags I can take home, you know. No. A person has to be misameach as if it's him. That's called Klal Yisrael. You know, Rabotai, what is Klal Yisrael? Now, I want to show you something interesting. You know, we just learned Shkalim. We just had Shkalim. You know what the lesson of Shkalim is? Machatzit Hashem. Everybody knows this, right? You know who says this? The Alshich. The famous Alshich. His famous Yisod. Half and half, me and you, together we make one shekel. Do you know that if not for this shekel, we would not be alive today? The Gemara says, Medrash Agadah, that that when Klal Yisrael did the Egel, Chayav Mita. They were Chayav Mita. Hashem says, what do? I'm trying to save Klal Yisrael. V'natan ish kofer nafsho. We just read it, right? Shkalim was kofer. What is kofer nafsho? So Rashi says kofer nafsho because if you count them, they'll get killed, right? If you count Jews, it's a magefa, it's sakana, right? The Medrash says because of the Egel. So kofer nafsho was the Egel. As the Medrash. The Medrash points out that Klal Yisrael said, oh, take a look, we just got Bizat Hayam, and Hashem wants us to redeem ourselves with money, we're going to have to give back all the money. We'll have to give back all the money now. Says the Medrash, Hashem says, not true, you won't have to give back all the money. You know what you have to give? Nothing, just a half a shekel. Tell me, is that kofer nefesh? Half a shekel? When you read the Chazal, you say, oops. Could you imagine when you come and you go, okay, he has to get a fine. Okay, judge, how much do I pay? Take the penny and cut it in half, and you'll give us a half, and make it out to the finance department. And you're kidding me? I cut a penny in half, and I give it. Let's say a shekel's a dollar even. 50 cents, that's what it is. Hatzita shekel. What are you talking about? And this is what? Kofer nefesh. I want to tell you more. Chazal say, Zayis Hashem Yisbach, Hashem, you give me to open up my eyes to understand things. I think a lot about these things. What is the Torah talking about? Could you imagine kofer nefesh, 50 cents? Who pays 50 cents kofer nefesh? I'll tell you more. Chazal say that Haman gave shkalim. So Hashem made, right, to destroy the Jew. Hashem made that we should give shkalim before his shkalim. Higdim our shkalim to the shkalim of Haman. So what does it come out? The our shkalim, what's the connection? What's the shaykhut? Yeah? What's the shaykhut? What's the connection? Shkalim, shkalim, because it's money, some money, Hashem, money. Well, what does it mean? I'll tell you what it means. You know what the Iker Ta'ana of Haman, we're coming close to Purim, you know what the Iker Ta'ana of Haman was? Yeshno am echad mefuzar umeforad ben amim. They were separate, divided. There was no achtut in Klal Yisrael, said the Mefashim. Mefuzar umeforad. Lo biyachad. So what was the tikkun taka when we were saved from Haman? Mishaloch manot ish l'reyehu matanot levyonim. Hashem gave us mitzvot, friends. Ish reyehu, man and his friend. Friendship. Purim is a time to be marbe achva v'reyehu, dancing and happy together with your friend. That's why we give presents, right? Where was the yisod of this? The machatzit shekel. The machatzit shekel that we gave was the introduction that it's not mifuzar u'mufarad. Me and you make a whole shekel, like the Al Sheikh says. Ben amachat. We become one. Yeah, rabotai. You like it. Everybody's writing. This is good stuff. This you're not going to hear anywhere else. This is classic Rabbi Wolkin's Torah. Beautiful. It's true. It's true stuff. You know, there's a very famous Fatemet. My grandfather brings it down in his Sefer. Sone matanot yichyeh. Why do we accept matanot on Purim? Matanot levyonim, shalach manot. Sone matanot yichyeh. It's better not to have. You're not supposed to accept presents. Says my Zedah, my grandfather Zecher Tzadik Levracha. What's the reason? Because you owe him. So yichyeh means a person has a life, because if he owes everybody money, every guy said, oh, don't forget, you owe me, I gave you, owe me. But since over here, each guy gives back right away, how's Matanot Levyonim work? How's Mishalach Manot work? I said, you send me back. Oh, so there's no problem. So there's no problem of Sone Matanot Yeh. Chazal made it in a way, Kulo Re'ut. There's no... So Rabotai, if you have Shalach Manot, you hear? One guy gives you a smaller, and you gave back a bigger. What do you say? Man, take a look. Look at the shovel. Look what he gave me, and look what I'm giving him back, right?
The whole reason.
They defeat the whole purpose. Defeat the whole purpose. This is the Mahatzit HaShekel. Now you'll come and ask me, how come we can't do it? How come we can't? You see, we're learning. Means, me and you is one. That if you have simcha, then I have a simcha. That's what we're learning. That the Torah is mechayev, that I should be like you, kamocha mamish, like one unit. So you ask a question, how could I do it? How come it's so difficult? How does a person do a thing like that? You know, I once told you over the pshat that Hillel with the ger, everybody knows the story, that the ger wanted to learn the Torah on one foot. So he tells him, after the Yachar Kamocha, that's the whole Torah.
Hillel,
right? First he came to Shammai, and then he came to Hillel. So Hillel told him, on one foot, after the Yachar Kamocha, the rest is just pirush. So go learn the rest. But now you have the whole Torah on one foot. The truth is, that's not what he said. What he did say was, that's the Gemara's lashon. What you don't want to do for yourself means you don't like it for you, don't do it to the other guy. So the Mefarshim asked, why did he just say it straight? Why does he tell him, you know, be kufim? What you don't want to do for you, don't do to your friend. Say straight, the mitzvah ve'afta. Don't say it in the shlili, what you don't want. Just say what you do. You want to have after hakamocha. You should love your friend like yourself. So the Mefarshim explained that a goy, he was not a Jew yet. A goy can never understand ve'afta hakamocha. It's crazy to him. I like you. I like you that you like me? What are you talking about? I like you, but let's not get carried away over here. You know what I mean? Kamocha, what are you out of your mind? What are you talking about? So he had to say it in a way that the goy should understand. Madalachsa, what you don't want to be do for you. You don't want to hurt yourself. Don't hurt the other guy. That makes sense to a goy. Possibly, he's a good guy. If he wants to become a Jew, but to teach him after echa kamocha, me and you is one. What one? We're one. Get away from me. What are you talking about?
Close.
Yeah, come on, take it easy. You know, when I went to England, so I came off in Manchester Airport. Okay, it's good. No, it's all right. I went off at Manchester Airport, and we flew from, no, I'm sorry, I went off, yeah, I flew from Manchester to Heathrow, from Heathrow to Manchester,
London.
Right, he throws London. Right. So, kids, so we got off on the bus, whatever. My jacket, the thing was, the lapel was up. You know, I got quickly, you know, the jacket. And we went on to the bus from the plane. You know. So somebody went to help me.
A guy
went to help to put my... I jumped. I got scared. I don't know. So the guy says to me, oh, you must be from New York. Yeah, you like it, huh? As they always say, America, they teach you a big lesson.
Okay.
Mind your own business. Mind you, he said when he was in Europe, he never heard such an expression. Mind your own business. I mean, why? People care about one the other. He said, mind your own business.
Yeah.
Look the other way. Mind your own business. Leave me alone. Don't bother me. Mind your own business. Yeah. This Avotai. Mind your own business. Mind your own business. So how could it be that a guy doesn't understand, he says, mind your own business. After Kamocha, you love me, I love you. Are you crazy? Go away from me. Leave me alone. Kamocha, I'm I and you are you and you let's keep a distance, you know? Okay. So how do you get this Madriga? taka feel kamocha. So I want to tell you of a beautiful chatam sofer. Gemara says that in the shekel, Moshe nitkashem, Moshe couldn't understand the shekel. Yeah? So what happened? Hashem showed him a shekel shel ish, a fire. And where did he get that shekel shel ish? The Gemara says, he got him itachat kisyakov, from under his chair. Says the Chatam Sofer, I guess this is what he means to ask, what's so hard to understand about a shekel? I don't know, it's a good question, right? As a matter of fact, any cab driver knows what a shekel is, right? You know, machatzit, you know, machatzit. I'll tell you what, take a dollar and cut it in half. It sounds retarded. What do you mean? You know what shekel is? Hashem shows him shekel shalesh. And what are you talking about? So something needs biur over here, right? Moshe Rabbeinu nitkashe, yeah, very hard time. You know, it reminds me of Ben Gurion. Eisenhower went to meet with Ben Gurion, so he gave him the leben. In Eretz Yisrael, they feed leben. You know, it's a food that they don't have in America because it's spoiled. Now they have it, but in those days, leben. It's spoiled milk. What's leben?
All day they pass spoiled milk, everything, cheese.
Well, okay, but kids, so they gave him the leaven, right? So Ben Gurion ate it. He never tasted it, you know, so spoiled food in his life. So Eisenhower, he liked it. He asked Ben Gurion, what's the secret ingredient behind it? So Ben Gurion was a Yiddish cup. He says, if you give me the secret of the atomic bomb, I'll give you the secret of the leaven. We'll trade. We'll make a trade, yeah. What's the joke? The secret of the leaven. So you don't have to be a scientist to know the secret of the leaven, right? It's not a big... So too, the machatzit shekel is not that much of a... I'm also very cold. I'm also very cold. Machatzit shekel, you don't got to be a brain scientist to know what a machatzit shekel is. So what does it mean? So what does it mean that Moshe nitkasher? Says the Heilige Chatam Sofer HaKadosh says, we knew that it's like the Alshich that's supposed to bring Achadut. How? If I give a half a shekel and you give a half a shekel, you think it's going to make Achadut? Moshe Rabbeinu was with Kasher. How could there be Achadut and Klal
Yisrael?
He was Nitkasher, says Moshe, says the Chatam Sofer. Who are you fooling? Achadut. How can it be Achadut? Every guy wants what he wants, and every guy wants to get what the other guy wants. Every guy thinks shali, vishalcha, shali. What are you talking about? How do you expect them Achadut to qualify? So what are you talking about? Chatam Sofer says that's what Moshe Rabbeinu's nitkashe. You could understand.
Possible by
Harsina,
I believe it.
So that's it, just Harsina. Like one time in history, okay? Says Moshe, says the Chatam Sofer, so what did Hashem do? Hashem took Matbea Shalesh mitachat kisei HaKavod. You know what else is tachat kisei HaKavod? The Nefashot Shal Yisrael. Gemara and Rishonim tell us, Nefesh, where does Hashem take the Nefashot? The Neshamot. He takes mitachat kisei HaKavod. He says, that's Shat Matbea Shalesh. Not physical. The ruchni, the nefesh, he's showing you mitachat kisei hakavod. If you talk nefesh with nefesh, then there's achdut. Gashmi with gashmi. If I'm the neshama, Jew has to know my neshama and your neshama is one neshama. My nefesh and your nefesh. Beautiful Chatam Sofer, such a holy book, such
anybody,
a holy
anybody,
understanding.
Who did that today? Anybody do it?
Yes, I do it. I do it.
No, I like the answer.
Yeah, of course I do. I don't love you. I love everybody. What are you talking about? I would do anything for anybody. What are you talking about? I live my life for other people. I don't live my life for myself. I don't even know what you're talking about. Would I ask anything from anybody? I bother anybody? Chas v'shalom. Or like I come to teach, to help, to do. What are you talking about?
No, get used to 47. 47.
Tell me, we should put in the steam. It's cold.
It's
freezing. I'm very cold.
No problem. Huh? Come on.
You put. Very cold. I'm shaking. You hear? Nefesh b'nefesh, what are you talking about? So if it's guf b'guf, if it's gashmi, you're right. Then there's kina. If it's ruchni, I look at you as a nefesh mi'Israel. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? That's mitachat kisei hakavod.
Huh?
No, that's healthy kina. You know what kina ruchni it is? You have it, and I want it, and I hope you have it, and I hope I have it. That's called kina ruchni.
So let's say somebody has a child, Sadiq. Let's
see, so you want that the other guy should have a child. You're not, you don't want that the other guy shouldn't have it.
You also have it.
That's good. That's normal.
That's
good. I should have it. Usually we should both have it. Halavai shirabu kamoch. Klal Yisrael. Wonderful. Wonderful. Kina is, why does he have it? I wish he doesn't have it and I have it. What are you talking about? I want to show you what kina does to a person. This week's Pasha we learned that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu with the Shivim Skenim to go up. To go up. Alei Elai. This was the end of Har Sinai. The end of Kabbalat Torah is in Mishpatim. It starts in Yitro. It ends in Mishpatim. At the end of Mishpatim. He tells him, come up, you, Nadav Aviu and the 70 Skenim. The Gemara says that at that situation, Nadav Aviu Hitchayvu Mita. So either because he's taklu b'fnei Ashkina, that's one reason. The Gemara also says, the Medrash brings it down as well, that they walked behind Moshe and Aharon, Nadav v'Avihu, and they said, Mataya mutu shnei skinim alalu, one of these two old fogies, they're going to die. Vani v'ata, and me and you, manhiget ador, we'll be the manhiget. So because they said that, Hashem said, we'll see who dies first. Let's see if these two old fogies die first, or you, Nadav Aviv, will die first. Can I ask you a question? Nadav Aviv, you think they were stam Bowery bums? They were tzaddikim.
They were great.
They were giants, right? Okay. You know, Moshe was their uncle, the God Ladar. Even that doesn't make sense. But let's say, Aaron was their father. You know a person that talks about his father, the old fogey? The old fogey, I can't wait till he dies so I can take over his business. You know anybody who talks like that? It's bizarre. It's something which is...
Maybe it was spiritual kina. Spiritual was kina, no?
Whatever it is, it was kina. The point is, it was not healthy kina. Something was not healthy. The Marsha explains. The Marsha in Sanhedrin explains... There was something there in kina. What do we see from here? Look what kina does. Look what it does. That a person can say about his own father. Let's say his own father. Mataya mutu shnei skinim alalu. Kina. Kina, 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 kina. You're listening to what we're saying? It's unbelievable. Gedolei olam. When there's a nekuda of kina, makes a person blind. You hear? Instead of saying, ve'avta l'recha kamocha, ata achi, you're my brother. You're my brother. You're my brother. I'll tell you a good fart. You know, I saw on Shabbos a very interesting pshat. You see, after Yachem Kamocha, on the other hand, it's brought down, Rabbi Aaron Lebakst was a very big darshan. He was a big darshan from the big darshanim of Europe. He said a very interesting ha'ara. We find, right, ve'avtal re'acha kamocha. But then when it comes to a brother, lo tisna et achicha, don't hate him. From loving your friend, don't hate your brother. And then when it speaks about a rav and a manhig, it says lo ta'or. Don't curse him. Lo ta'or. He says, why? He says, beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. He says, the answer is, to love your brother, well, it's a little difficult, you know. You say, well, look what he did to me. Look at it. Okay, so at least you don't hate him. Your friend, you can at least love. So, after l'reacha is kavocha. Achicha, lo tisna. A rav, lo ta'or. Is that what you can ask him? You at least don't curse him. Mishulchan Gevo'ah brings down this shaft in a barrel of backs. Drush, yafemot, yeah? Keep it in mind. The Rav, when he's like, to like him, how can you like him? Because he was all day. What do you expect? Not to hate him? You're probably going to hate him. How could you hate him? He makes you crazy. Please do me a favor. Don't curse him. Elokim lo ta'or. Don't curse. Don't curse. V'nasiv amcha lo ta'or. Don't curse the nasi. Don't curse the ra. It's cute. V'yavda. V'yachav. Reyachas. Zahava. Achicha. That woman's lotisna tachicha. Nasiv amcha. Lo ta'or. Don't do me a favor. I can't ask you to like him when I hate him. At least don't curse him. Cute. Okay. Point being, Rabotai, Achicha, it's your brother. Why, if everybody's your brother, after Reacha Kamocha, why? And the answer is Kina makes a person blind. Oh, Mausin. Chazal tell us, Rabotai, Ayin Tova. One of the main Yesodot is Ayin Tova. You know what an Ayin Tova? I'll explain to you. Baruch Hashem, everybody who has children. Do you know what it means to have a child? You know the wealth a person has by having a child. One child, one. What, a house is wealth, money is wealth, and I'll prove it to you. In this week's parasha it says that ki natsun anashim ונקפו אישה הרע ויצאו ילדיה. And her children will come out. You hit her, and the children came out. Tell me something. How many children does she have in the stomach? Who says she has more than one? But why would the pasuk talk about... Twins. It should say, Vladeha, Vlada, her child. What do you mean, Yiladeha, her children? Who said it means they took out her rechem? That's not what the story. The story is that the child had a miscarriage. That's all it means.
They hurt her so much that she cannot give birth.
But that's not what the pasuk means. The pasuk means that the child died.
Kol sheken echad.
What's the difference?
No, two. If in two, kol sheken echad.
So what do you want? What's the difference?
If you say yeled, you wouldn't learn two.
Yeah, but why? What does it mean? Why? Yeah, but that's not the case. No, I'm saying you're saying that it means you damaged her, that she can't have children. That's not what it means. The child came out, so you have to pay for the child.
How was supposed to say?
Vlad Shalar. Not Yiladeha. Yiladeha means plural of children. It's an unbelievable question. You know who Rav Shimon Schwab in his Me'en Bet Hashoev asked this question. It's a tremendous question. You know, all the years I read it, I never thought about it. And then when he asked the question, I go, hey, he's right. Well, what does it mean? V'yatzu yiladeha, her children will come out. So he gives a tirutz that maybe Hashem is giving a bracha to the Jewish women, many children, you know, to the remes, many children. I don't know what it means exactly. I would say like this. Let me tell you what I would say.
Because the generation to come. Yiladeha, generation to come.
That's what I'm going to say. Ready? I'm going to say it a little differently. Let me tell you what I'm going to say. My Zaidi told me, and my Bubby told me, they both told me the story, different times, that when they became Chatan V'Kala, my father's parents, when they became Chatan V'Kala, my grandmother was not seen by my grandfather's mother, just the father's saw, which means they made a Shidduch in Branovich. The Shidduch was in Branovich, and the Bubby, which means my grandfather's mother, was in Pinsk. So she never saw yet the Kala. So after they became Chatan V'Kala, they traveled to Pinsk to show the Kala to the mother. As they traveled to Pinsk, they passed by Vilna. Vilna was Rabbi Chaim Ozer, was the God Lador, he was the Rav Shach of Europe, you know. And he lived in Vilna. Okay. So my grandfather was very close to Rabbi Chaim Ozer. He used to talk to him all the time. So they decided to stop off by Reb Chaim Ozer to show, you know, to make a l'chaim, make a mazal tov that they are shidduch, husband and wife, kachatan and kala. Reb Chaim Ozer went, he was very warm. Reb Chaim Ozer was a very warm person, very sweet. He took out the mashke, you know, made a l'chaim, and he was talking to them. Now, Reb Chaim Ozer's wife passed away, and Reb Chaim Ozer had one daughter, and that daughter became very sick, very, very sick. She passed away also afterwards. Reb Chaim Ozer was left alone. At the end of his life, he was alone.
No children?
Reb Chaim Ozer had nothing in his life. But the point is, he used to take care of that daughter after his wife passed away. That sick daughter. So the daughter started to cry from her room, from her bed. So Reb Chaim Oizer got up and he said, "I'm sorry, I have to go now. You wait, I'll be back soon." He went to take care of the daughter. He went over a half an hour, he left. So when he came back, he wanted to excuse himself that he left my grandfather sitting there for half an hour waiting. So he tells my grandfather, "Tell me, how many brothers and sisters do you have?" So he said, "I have 9 brothers and sisters, and I'm the 10th. Which means, says Reb Chaim Moshe, that your father had 10 children, right? I want you to understand that this daughter of mine is my 10 children. And he stuck his hands up and he showed with his 10 fingers that this daughter of mine, these are my 10 children. He says, "Can you imagine if all of my 10 children are crying at the same time? I'm busy. So you have to be mochel, you have to excuse me." What did I take out from this? Every child, it's not a yachid, it's not h, to a parent, every child is, it's his family, it's his whole family. It's not one child. Not yelad achad. It's all my, each child is all my, it's like a whole family of my children. That's the yachas, the feeling that a father has for a child. Yatsu yeladeha. Oh, it's one child. No. To a mother, it's like you took 10 children from her. Yatsu yeladeha. I want to show you something interesting, Rabotai. The Gemara said, you know, Shabbos, before we start the meal, we make Birchat HaBanim. The Sfardim also make Birchat HaBanim? Okay. We make Birchat HaBanim. We bless the children. Tell me something, why do we bless the children? What is blessing the children before the Shabbos meal? What does that have to do with them? You ever think about it? Pili plaim, you know, certain things I think about, nobody else thinks about. What's the reason for it? But why? But think about it. Maybe I should bless my hat that it should be a last long. I mean, what does that do with the Shabbos?
The angels say amen.
Again, but why am I blessing the children? What's the significance? Shabbos blessing the children. What happened? There's got to be some Kabbalah, you know, before Yom Kippur, the custom is to bless the children. Okay, it's Yom Adin. Hashem is going to judge them. So I hear Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we bless the children. But what does Shabbos have to do with blessing the children? I hear you say because the Malachim come to give a bracha, maybe. It's something needs more explanation. Okay. So I'll tell you what I thought on Shabbat. A beautiful, beautiful answer. And I told it to the people in Lakewood. Every person was mamamish in seventh heaven. It's beautiful, beautiful pshat. The Gemara says, and also not only that, if you want to bless the children, bless them in the synagogue. What do you bless them before the meal for? Bless them by the Torah. I don't know, it's like a strange thing. Before you start kiddush, you bless your children. What happened?
Okay.
The answer, Rabotai, is as follows. You ready? But you have an answer? He's looking for the answer. I once spoke about it. Oh, he wants a piece of paper. And I thought maybe I once spoke. He has one way. He says everything I ever spoke, he has.
No.
You know how much he has for what I... He has all the shiur from day one, you know that? Okay, so I'll tell you what the answer is. You ready for the answer? I'll tell you the answer. The Gemara in Shabbat Kuf Yud Ches says, whoever is ma'aneget ha-Shabbat, notnim lo nachla b'li mitzarim. We give him nachla, an inheritance without any boundaries. Says the Gemara, what is this inheritance without boundaries? Like it says, v'chalticha nachlat Yaakov. I will feed you the nachla of Yaakov. What is the nachla of Yaakov, says the Gemara? It says in the pasuk, v'itazarcha kafar ha'aret, so we see that this Beli Mitzarim, Yama Vakema Tzafona Vanegba, you listening? Yama Vakema Tzafona Vanegba, right? So what do you see from here? Nachala Beli Mitzarim. Now tell me something. What are we referring to? Referring to the children. Vaitazaracha Kafar
Haaretz.
So Gemara says, "Kol ha-ma'aneget ha-Shabbat notnim lo nachla b'li mitzarim." Now people say it over, but they don't know what it means. Read the Gemara. The Gemara continues, like it says, Nachalticha Nachlat Yaakov, the Nachla of Yaakov, I'll give it to you to eat. And what am I giving you to eat, Nachlat Yaakov? That you'll have, it says the puzzle, Haitaza Achaka Fararetz, Ufaratzta Yamava Kedma, Tzafona Vanegba. So we're referring to the children. And then it says clearly, V'nivruchu v'cha kol mishpachot ha'adama u'bezarecha. So therefore, the night before I sit down to be ma'aneget ha'shabbat, I say, the children, b'chot ha'banim, this is the nachla b'nim etzarim, my children. This is what it is. If I sit on ma'aneget ha'shabbat, what do I have? Nachla? What's wrong?
Amazing.
Of course amazing. You want to know something? When it hit me, I was saying, I can't understand anything about it till now. I don't know, it's so simple, the pshat, because the Gemara says it clearly. That it's going on, and it says clearly, we'll bless the children of Zarecha. So what do we say? Because this is the Nacha, before we sit down to be Ma'negit the Shabbat. Before we sit down to pleasure on Shabbos, what's the present that we got for this? The children. This is it. Shavru b'nei Yisrael lasot et ha-shabbat l'dorotam. What's the dorotam? Shavru. They kept
the children.
That's the pshat, the children.
So that's why we're blessing them so they know. So
Shmirat ha-shabbat. I come and I hear the Shabbat. It's the children. L'dorotam. You want to have good children? Make Shabbos holy. Children will be good. People come home and make the Shabbat that they talk about. You saw what that guy did. You saw what he did. You saw what happened in the synagogue. You saw what the rabbi. You see this. You heard about this guy's money. You heard about your kids will come out not that good. If the kids sit at the Shabbos table and they see the father sing Sviot and he's Maneget Shabbat, your Nachla Beli Mitzarim. Is your children. L'dorotam. You know, Friday night, what do we say? Shamar v'zachor, b'dibur echad, right? What comes first? But I thought Zachor came first.
It says,
no, but it says Zachor was in this week's parasha, and Shamar was in... Huh? What do we say l'chadodi? You know what we say l'chadodi? No? Shamor is Friday night. The Ramban says it clearly. The Ramban says, Sod, he's going to tell you a big secret. Shamor is for Friday night. Zachor is for Shabbos day. It's Ramban. You look at the Ramban on the Pasuk. I know. But he says the Ramban, Aitzah Shamor et Yom HaShabbat in the second Dibrot. Shamor is for Friday night. What you call is for Shabbos day.
Yeah, Shamor
the opposite. Shamor is the Tayag. It's a good question. It's a very it's a tremendous question. I always said the Pshat is, I'll tell you how I learned the Pshat. A person thinks that where is Lekatsho? Where's the Kodesh of Shabbos? You would say the Kodesh of Shabbos is that he keeps the Lamites Melachot. No. The Kodesh of Shabbos is the eating and the drinking. And that's Pshat B'dibur Echad. You need them both together. You can't have the Zachar without the Shama, and the Shama without the Zachar L'Kadesh. You want to be Mekadesh, you want to make holy, on Shabbos it's through the eating. Normally, what is Kodesh? Kodesh is, I stay away, I eat less, right? Kodesh, Yom Kippur, Kodesh, yeah? Shabbos, there's a special Kodesh. Shamor, but it needs Zachor. V'dibur Echad Nemru, that it should be L'Kadesh. It has to come together, the Shamor and the Zachor. Al Kol Panim, the Shamor is Friday night. The Zachor is Yom. Shabbos day. So it should be the opposite, no?
Like different,
yeah.
Or simply?
So I'll tell you what I think the pshat is. A person eats Friday by night. You know what you have from that? He's ma'negat to Shabbat. Because he enjoys a whole week, he works hard. And he comes Friday night to ma'negat to Shabbat. He enjoys the Friday night meal. Then he comes in the morning. enjoys the Shabbos meal. But as Shabbos goes on, he gets tired of the food. You know, he gets it by Shalosh Shudas already. Finished. Yeah, how much could you eat already? You know, you. So that's where the avodah becomes zachar at Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha, which is the onig of Shabbos. Friday night, you know what the main avodah is? The shamor, because it's the easy. The zachar part is easy. Of course, who doesn't want to come Friday night? He feels good. He took a shower. He's eating wine, there, food. Hey, it feels great. Shamor is the avodah of Friday night. The avodah of day is the opposite. Is the zachar.
Nice.
I know it's very nice, Shabbat. I have so much. I can talk to today till tomorrow, but all right, you know. Zachar, yeah. So this is the Pshat Shama, and that's the Pshat Vishamru B'nei Yisrael. You know where your children are going to see it? Not in the Zachar. But you see you eat, you see you drink. All right. Friday night, if he sings Zmirot. What's the Zmirot? The Zmirot is I take the Shabbos meal, which is the Oneg, and I say, you know something? It's not about food. It's about Hashem. Shamor, Shamru b'nei Yisrael asot es Shabbat dorotam. That's where the children will see. If they see you eating on Shabbos, all right, as usual. If they see you shamor at Yom HaShabbos, that's going to be what l'dorotam.
זה שאנחנו אומרים ודיברת בה, זה האישה עובדת בערב שבת. The woman working hard, דיברת בה. In the morning, the man got up early, ודיברת בו. And mincha, everybody started ודיברת בה.
But this is the pshat, Rabbatai. You hear? Okay. So what are we learning? We're learning like this, Rabbatai. Kina is a killer. Kina makes people not see what they're supposed to see. What is the solution? The solution is be happy with what you have. Be happy with what you have. Nachla b'li mitzarim. You have a wife. You have a child. Nachla b'li mitzarim. What are you talking about? This is Nachla b'li mitzarim. Zaracha, the children. You have parents, yeah? This is the Nachla b'li mitzarim.
Let's go, b'Shabbat, Shatayev.
You should miss all
the end of Shabbat, you gotta push more.
Woman never
happened. In the Zaracha. And Friday night, you gotta push more, the Shamor. It shouldn't be about, oh, I have a good time, I'm drinking good wines. But after the Shabbos gets longer and longer, then it becomes very difficult. You want to know something? I even think there's a mechilta. The mechilta says, Shamor Erev Shabbat. Zachor Metzoei Shabbat. Erev and Metzoei. This same point. Okay.
This word is against the tune.
The truth
makes the people sleep. And
okay. Yeah, but that's the point. The point is that once you had the child, then it becomes avoiders. It's a different avoider. Give me a few minutes to finish the shiur. I'll be with you in a minute. Okay, Rabbi. So this is the point that I want to bring out from this week's parasha. This is the point I'm just going to tell you one more thing I heard over Shabbat, which I thought was very beautiful. You know, we take what Hashem gives us, chesed, and we don't properly use it. Hashem gave us a home, a wife, a child, and we don't properly appreciate it. You know, there's a halacha called basar b'chalav, to take the milk and to cook the meat together with the milk. So the mefarshim give different reasons what's wrong with basar b'chalav. Why is it so bad? So some say that if Hashem separated the basar from the chalav, don't go and put it back. Rambam speaks like this. Someone told me a very nice pshat. He said like this. You know, the milk the cow gives is a chesed. It's a tremendous chesed for people. It gives off milk. We enjoy the milk. Eretz, zavat, chalav, udvash. Chalav is a tremendous... Even though today they believe it's not healthy to drink milk, okay, but they're mishugayim. You don't have to pay attention to all the mishugayim. They know nothing. They're crazy. 1 minute's like this, and the next minute's the opposite. Global warming in the middle of the snowstorms. the coldest winter in the last 20 years, but they're global warming. See? All right, only in America you can get up and scream about global warming in the middle of a snowstorm. Okay, I'll call upon him, you hear?
Well, in America, you eat the Whopper and you drink Diet Coke.
That's right. Together with the pizza, you drink the Diet Coke. So Skin milk. Okay. Kids, Rabotai, listen carefully, you hear? So the milk was given as a chesed. The cow gave it to you. So you take the milk and you cook it. You kill and cook the meat, the cow together with its own milk. It's a nice idea. How could you take the milk,
the chesed,
and take the meat and cook it? Cook the cow with its own milk.
Chazariot, yeah.
Chazariot. He told me
that's another. Why there's no problem with chicken. Really?
Originally. Doesn't get chicken. Yeah. Doesn't get milk. Doesn't get milk. It's beautiful.
It's good.
Chicken, well, chicken.
Chicken's
noise. Chicken's only drumming. Good, huh? It's not
belong to the cow, that's why. Are you hearing a pshat? Are you hearing a pshat? Huh? The milk is chesed from the cow. The cow gave you milk. Now you want to cook the cow in its own milk. So he gave you, did you a favor. He gave you milk. You take that favor and you burn him in his own chesed. Unbelievable pshat. He said, over this guy told me also another very nice pshat. He said, what is Shiloh HaKed? Shiloh HaKed is beautiful pshat, really beautiful. I was listening, I was going, wow, these are such beautiful rayonot. Shiloh HaKed, you're not supposed to take.
It's not walking, no?
It's all right, what's
it's
the
It's your idea, that's it, I write your name.
So male animals should also be the rabban.
Huh?
Male animals should also be the rabban.
Male animals. The mice, the cow gave milk. It doesn't have to be you yourself gave the milk. The cow gave milk.
The bulls and
the min gives milk. Don't take that. Cook it. You cook the husband with the mother, with the wife's milk. You cook the husband with the wife's milk. It's also not.
Same thing. Basar.
Rakash. Okay. Point. You ready? The bird shiloh haken. You're not allowed to what? You're
Take
not allowed
the
to.
With the child.
Huh?
Take the mother with the child.
Mother with the child, yeah. The only reason why you could catch the mother is because she has the rachmanut on the child. She's sitting there over the chickens, over the afroch. If you had to go catch this bird, yeah, you would have to hunt. You would have to be a skilled huntsman, right? Who can hunt the bird? What are you talking about? Yeah, the bird's flying all over the place. So to take advantage of the rachmanut of the mother, because it's what protecting the child, Tyra says that's not good.
So you should do that.
No, you should send it away. Send the mother.
That's why you have to send the mother
send
away.
The mother
and
away.
Take the children. Because
it's
she has rachmanut.
You see, Gemara says it's not the pshat that the Eibishter. Gemara says it's not that the Eibishter has rachmanut on the bird. The Eibishter is teaching you rachmanut. How's the Eibishter teaching you? Could be this the verse. Because the only reason why you could catch the mother and the bird, you're getting the whole package. Why? Because the mother doesn't want to leave the children. That's achzarias. Because take advantage of the mother's rachmanis. That's an achzarias. What's the reason you're able to take the mother and the because the mother doesn't want to leave the bird, the eggs. So you're taking advantage of the fact that the mother has rachmanis on the child. To catch the mother and the child. So let the mother go. Okay, you want to catch her? Go try to catch her now. Let's see if you can catch her. Go. Enjoy. To take advantage of the rachmanis of the mother. Okay. This rabbi is the yisod. Learn to take the chesed of the Abbas that gave you children. He gives you. Take advantage of it. Appreciate it. Look at what you have. Then you won't have kina. You don't have kina. You can pay the afterlayach of kamocha. And on top of everything, you won't want to steal or take from the other guy. You'll be happy with what you have. And then you can be mekayem, ma'elu misinai, and truma. B'shachanti b'tocham, you can build a mikdash. Your own home will be a bet hamikdash. Prepare me, amen. Amen.
Amen.